Daily news update for Wednesday, September 16th, 2020. This is Mike Adams here. Thanks for joining me today. And this is brought to you by Brighteon.social. This is the new alternative to Twitter. Free speech. We've got a lot of people joining, including Pastor Dana Coverstone, who had the dreams and the prophetic visions, I guess you could say, about things that are coming up. He's on the network. A lot of pastors and churches are online, a lot of patriots and pro-liberty people. Thousands of users have already joined, and you can monitor my channel there. It's called @HealthRanger, the @ HealthRanger. So check it out at brighteon.social and sign up now if you haven't already. Okay, today's news. The big news item is that Children's Health Defense has released a Message of Unity video, and this is from Robert F. Kennedy Jr., or Bobby Kennedy as he's called. And this message combines the video of dozens of influential leaders from The Truth About Cancer and Dr. Andrew Wakefield, the Autism Center in Austin, people behind Vaxxed 2, the movie. I'm also included in this video. And we're all advocating for health freedom, saying that we should stand firm against vaccine mandates. So this video is posted now on Brighteon.com. It's also on YouTube. We've got an article about it on naturalnews.com. And of course, it comes from childrenshealthdefense.org, which is doing fantastic work in this realm to protect us from, you know, dangerous vaccine mandates, especially for these hardly tested experimental vaccines where they skip phase 3 trials and they're going to push them out onto the public anyway. So check that out at naturalnews.com. All right, another big story today is that Michael Caputo, who is apparently the new head of HHS, that's Health and Human Services, which sits on top of the FDA, is telling Americans to buy ammunition, warning there's going to be an armed insurrection on Inauguration Day. And he says that when Trump refuses to leave office on January 20th, because Trump wins the election, Democrats and leftists are going to go insane and spark an armed uprising, an attempted rebellion slash overthrow of the United States of America. Now, of course, I've been telling you this for quite some time, many years, actually, and so have other people in alternative media. But to hear someone who's at the head of HHS, apparently, say this is really striking. And it just shows you that this isn't some fringe theory. This is what the Democrats and leftists are trying to do. They're openly announcing it. It's going to be an armed insurrection. It's going to be an attempted coup. And lots of people know it. So if you're not getting ready for that, I don't know, you're crazy, maybe? Everybody's got to get ready. You're going to need your firearms. You're going to need your ammunition for self-defense. You're going to need stored food, water filters. You're going to need to be ready for a grid-down scenario for some temporary period of time. And I talk about all that, of course, on prepwithmike.com if you want to check out those videos. They're very informative. Next story, Dr. Fauci admits that vitamins C and D minimize the risk of COVID-19 infections. So here we go. Dr. Fauci, a big vaccine advocate, saying that he takes vitamins, which helps stop infections. Now, I find this fascinating because the FDA says you can't say that. The FDA says it's practically illegal to say that vitamin C boosts immune function. But here's Fauci confirming it. And yes, people, even people who promote vaccines and pharmaceuticals, behind the scenes, they take a lot of vitamins if they want to stay healthy. Although publicly, they rarely admit that they do. That's why this is such a big story, Fauci coming out and admitting it. But vitamin D can help prevent tuberculosis, which is a respiratory infection. And yes, a lack of vitamin D has been linked to an increased risk of fatalities from COVID-19. So that's a big story. Next story is also kind of big. A rail line access, that I'm talking about trains, rail line access is collapsing along the West Coast. The rail companies have pulled resources out of California and Oregon and Washington. For some reason, there must be a bigger story behind this that we're not seeing yet. But these West Coast states are now being forced to ship through Canada or by truck, which is very expensive compared to rail. So I'm not sure what the reason is here, but rail resources are being removed from California. It almost makes me wonder if they know that there's maybe a civil war about to break out in California, and they don't want all their trains and rail cars to be, you know, held hostage by the communist Newsom regime of California or something. And there's some kind of bigger story behind this. I don't know what that is yet, but I guess we'll find out soon. But it's odd that now it's difficult to ship products using freight from California to the rest of America. You got to go by truck. And, you know, once Los Angeles starts to burn, trucks aren't going to go anywhere near there, including the port as well. So it's going to be interesting times, that's for sure. Next story, a retired CIA officer sends a dire warning to America. The left's Marxist revolution isn't concerned about who wins the November election. They're going to have an uprising no matter what, whether Trump wins or loses. They're going to have an uprising. And it looks like Trump's going to win. Rasmussen poll today came out. Trump is in the lead. Now, for the first time in a very long time, Trump is leading Joe Biden in the poll on a national level among likely voters. And those polls are typically rigged in favor of more Democrats. They have more Dems stacked into the poll, you know, oversampling of Dems. So in truth, Trump is going to probably blow Joe Biden out of the water in terms of the election. And have you seen Joe Biden's campaign appearances? There are very few of them, but when he does go somewhere, there's almost nobody else there. It's a ghost town. It's like New York City. There's no enthusiasm for Joe Biden. None whatsoever. Not these huge crowds that Trump attracts. Another story here, experts predict that coronavirus is going to remain a problem even if a vaccine works. So this is coming from the scientists who are saying that, you know, even if a vaccine is effective, that this virus is going to continue to circulate, pop up in human populations all around the world, and that this is going to go on for years. Now, it makes me wonder, is this propaganda put out by globalists and leftists who want to keep human society locked down? I don't know. Maybe it is. On the other hand, maybe they're admitting in advance that the vaccine doesn't really work. They already know it's not going to work very well. And I've seen other propaganda efforts where they're pushing out in advance of the vaccine to say that anti-vaxxers are to blame for the vaccine not working. So when the vaccine doesn't stop the pandemic, they're going to roll out all these narratives and say, well, it's the anti-vaxxers' fault. Or they're going to say, we warned you it wasn't going to solve the problems, not a magic bullet. In any case, it does seem clear that they are setting us up for the news that the vaccine isn't working. New York City is allowing indoor dining at 25% capacity beginning September 30th, which is still not enough for restaurants to stay in business for the most part. That's why they're going broke at a record pace. It's very sad what they're doing to restaurants and retailers in New York City. Michelle Obama, she is on the board of Netflix, or at least has influence over Netflix, and this reportedly is what led to the release of the pedophilia movie called Cuties. So yes, leftists always love to promote pedophilia in movies and actually in real life. I mean, drag queen story hour, pedos with your children in school. Yeah, that's a favorite of the left. Black Lives Matter witchcraft has been exposed. We talked about this yesterday. I got a story here from the New American, I believe. TheNewAmerican.com. That talks about the witchcraft origins and how Black Lives Matter leaders are summoning demons to possess their bodies, take them over, and work through them. And this is why they say that they're in a spiritual war. No, you're in a demon war. You're being taken over by demons. That's not spiritual, technically. That's just demonic. All right. The fire in Oregon is now being investigated as possible arson. It's being pursued as a criminal investigation. We've got that story up on naturalnews.com. Also, have you heard the news how the Nikola One electric truck video was faked? They towed the truck to a long highway stretch that has a 3% downhill grade, and then the truck just coasted. So it didn't really have a drivetrain. It was just like a coasting truck model. And yet it had this amazing music and, you know, amazing logo and a bunch of drone flybys and everything. Just shows you how everything is faked today. But it's always marketed with dramatic music and a lot of hoopla and a lot of fluff, but no substance. And so I think it's amazing that the Nikola company has out-Tesla'd Tesla, where we're used to Elon Musk throwing a bunch of hyperbole out there and making all these wild claims. You know, we're going to have a neural implant for humans on Mars run by electric robots or whatever. And yet this Nikola company manages to out-hype Tesla. I think it's hilarious. I mean, if they could just focus their own BS into a fuel source, they could power all the vehicles of the world just running on pure BS. But I guess that would be too much to ask for. All right, finally, don't drink the teas that come in these premium, quote, silken tea bags because they're made out of plastic and they dump microplastics into your tea. So cloth bags are better. You don't want to drink a bunch of plastic with your tea. That story's up on Natural News as well. So that's a wrap for the stories today. Oh, one more thing. Yeah, I have a Prep with Mike video at prepwithmike.com. How to tie secure lines between any two objects using paracord or rope or whatever you have. It shows you a couple of really simple but very effective knots. I think the Boy Scouts teach these knots as well. You need to know these basic skills. You might have to tie something onto your car as you're bugging out of Los Angeles. You know, strap gas cans on top or whatever. Whatever you need to do to get out of Dodge. It's good to know how to tie things down in a very tight, very secure way. And that video shows you how to do that. So you'll find that video and other preparedness videos at prepwithmike.com. And did you see the video yesterday with the electrical tape? The different colors on the gun magazines? How to organize your rifle mags with colored tape? Yeah, that's a fun one. I know. It looks like a gun show with a gay pride parade theme or something. It's kind of interesting. But check all that out at prepwithmike.com. And again, be sure to check my channel, follow my channel at brighttown.social. My username there is @healthranger. And I'm working to bring you more updates and more intel on a regular basis. Thank you for listening today. This is Mike Adams here for naturalnews.com.